I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
And welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show. Everybody here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Nolan and Kirk in the studio for tonight, and I am back home, and it's great to be back home and live in the studio. So, hey, obviously we're talking about the World Series tonight. You know, what a series so far. Back and forth. Two teams getting out to early starts, leading off the games. Game four tonight, who knows where it's going to go? Who knows what's going to happen? But you got to be excited. You got to be excited so far. So before we get rolling with it, we do want to give a shout out to the guys over at Rip Grip Pro, the Rip Grip Pro hitting trainer device that Dirtbag certified, and certainly a very valuable hitting tool. So we highly recommend it. Check them out at ripgrippro.com and ask for Tress, one of the co-owners, and just fantastic team and a fantastic product. So you definitely want to get in touch with them. And hey, we just want everybody else to know as well, we've got the rope trainer back up on our website. It is for sale again on our website. You can get the single threat, the dual threat, or the triple threat. And again, we've been partnered with them with since 2017 in our training. And you know what, it's what I call the perfect throwing buddy. Reach out to us, talk to me if you are unaware of the rope trainer. I'll go through the steps and where the value comes in for me and us with training with throwers, pitchers, any player out there and stuff like that. So again, reach out to me at kirk@dirtbagbaseballnation.com and we'll discuss the rope trainer with you. So absolutely. And we do want to give a shout out to the guys at Mindset Marketing Agency, working on our Instagram page for us and helping us and educating us, you know, making the right content for all you Dirtbag followers out there. And you can follow us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Instagram and Facebook. That's where you can find us. You can head over to the store at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We've got our apparel. We've got our hats. Like I said, we've got the rope trainer now. We're excited about having it back on board with us for getting the throwers going and stuff like that. So anyways, wherever you are out there listening, we can't thank you enough. You know, we do it for you. We cannot do it without you and everything about you, what you bring to the nation, your questions that you send us, your dialogue that you send us, your passion for this game. So carry it on, and we will continue to carry it on our end of it, as you know, and that's what it's all about. So again, when we get back here after the break, we are going to go ahead and we're going to dive into the World Series and a couple other little highlights from the season. So again, back after this break.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one, which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites. Fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year, without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
All right, Dirtbags, like I said in the opening, hey, game four tonight, three games in the books, Nolly. What do you, like, man, Astros come out and ambush game one and two right out of the gate. Phillies turn the table in game three. What are you seeing so far?
I mean, Phillies, impressive comeback game one. It was the second loss in just, no, third loss, I guess, in Justin Verlander's career where he had been up by five runs or more in a game. That's incredible. He was like 119-2 entering the game or something like that. And then, of course, yeah, they come back. The Phillies, obviously a big win in game one. I mean, especially on the road, you're down 5-0 after the first two or three innings, sorry. And then put up the five spot, basically 4-5. And then, obviously, JT Realmuto comes up big in the 10th inning. I mean, that was a clutch bomb. Then, obviously, game two, yeah, it was just basically all Astros from the get. Like, they just jumped all over Zach Wheeler.
Yeah, yeah, they put a beating on him.
And, yeah, that was just about it. And then game three, I mean, Lance McCullers, Pedro Martinez said he was definitely tipping his pitches. I mean, it's not even really the fact that he's tipping his pitches. It's the fact that he's thrown two fastballs in the last four games to left-handed hitters. Like, think about that. Two fastballs to left-handed hitters. You're sitting 83 to 85 on your curveball, basically, and then 87 with your changeup.
Well, and you got to respect the Phillies, right? They've talked about it all year, and we talked about it, I mean, like everybody else did in the whole baseball world. The boys can hit. They signed a hitting team. It's as simple as that. We don't know who they've got after Wheeler and Nola, and we didn't know what the bullpen was like, and we didn't know what the defense was like, but we knew that these were absolutely professional hitters that are going to do their work.
And Castellanos didn't even hit.
Yeah.
Like, that's the crazy thing. I mean, Rhys Hoskins, JT Realmuto, and Kyle Schwarber obviously carried it when Bryce Harper went down. Bryce Harper, I mean, this postseason, you're looking at it, he's setting Phillies records left, right, and center. Most hits, most extra base hits by a Philadelphia Philly. I mean, the guy's just automatic right now. Obviously, I'd probably say the favorite for World Series MVP, either him or JT Realmuto right now. I mean, you're looking at it, and it's tough, man, because, I mean, you obviously got the huge crowd. You just got your butts whooped as the Houston Astros. Now you got to find a way to come back and at least take one on the road.
And you're facing Nola tonight.
Yeah.
You know, and pretty much on regular rest when you're talking postseason, right? Not regular season, but you know what? Those guys, they live for the postseason. So he got the rain out 2 days ago. And so he's in good shape coming in, I would think. You know, but again, I thought Wheeler was looking good too at one point. What he would go into game two with 1.81 or something like that ERA through the postseason. So you never know. But I think the bottom line is the Astros have done what we've seen for years. Ambush. If you want to call it ambushing or whatever, and that they go hunting for that fastball early in the game, early in the count, or a specific pitch. It seems like it's mostly the fastballs over the times that they've been the last 6 years, whatever it is, I can remember seeing them do it. And all of a sudden, the Phillies did it to them in game three. You know, you see, Harper call over Bomer and whisper in the ear. You know, he obviously gave him a specific pitch to be looking for. And he went ahead and hit his bomb in the second inning.
Yeah, and that was the 1,000th career World Series home run.
I thought there would have been more. I was really surprised by that stat. You talk about a weird, unexpected stat, and only 1,000 of them. And when you're talking about a game that's been played for over 100 years, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But when you think about it that way, that's right. I mean, you're talking about 10, on the average, 10 a year or whatever and stuff like that. And when you go out of a four-game sweep or something like that, which happens sometimes, it's probably pretty tough to get to those types of things.
And dead ball error and stuff like that. Yeah.
But still, there you go. But yeah, I mean, and that was it, right? It was just like the Phillies went ahead and just flipped the script on the Astros, and the Astros just couldn't get going against Suarez at all. He just went in, was masterful, mixed in a high mid to 97 fastball, and the changeup wasn't working. He didn't have it working, and usually it's working for him and stuff like that. But, he mixed in the breaking stuff when he needed to, just kept them off beat all night. But you know what it's like, man, when you're in those games and you're championships at all level. I mean, obviously the difference of World Series and stuff, that's TV, it's people watching or whatever now, but a championship is a championship. And when you go down by a pretty significant crooked number in runs against, you put the pressure on a little bit more. I don't care who you are. I don't care how professional you are. You know what's on the line, right? And you just saw some of their swings looking like that. I'm talking about the Astros.
Well, just to further that point, I mean, we talked about in the last, obviously in the championship series, me and Braden did, we were saying just like when you're going to Philly, it's the same as when you go to the Bronx. They're different fans. You go to Houston, it's not nearly as animated. Like, that's why, I mean, game one, you're looking at it. Phillies fall behind 5-0. You still didn't count out the Phillies because the Astros fans didn't really take over to the level that a Phillies fan takes over. Like, the fighting Phillies fans, man, they are nuts. They're just a different breed altogether, the people of Philadelphia. And you could tell the second it was 2-0, the game was almost over. It seemed like Houston was trying to press to try and get something going. And then all of a sudden, boom, Schwarber goes bomb. Now all of a sudden it's 4-0. Then Hoskins goes back-to-back, now it's 6-0, and then Hoskins goes back-to-back, makes it 7-0. You're like, oh, this is a wrap.
Well, that's it. You hit the nail on the head, right, with, strap your boots on, go to work, Philadelphia, earn your money to pay for those big World Series tickets, and you're gonna earn the right to do what you want to do. Ask J.D. Drew, for anybody out there old enough to when he got signed by the Phillies or whatever and didn't want to go with it, and he got pelted with batteries, for God's sakes. You know, you go to the Eagles, you look at when Michael Irvin got dumped, Cowboys got dumped on his head and had almost a spinal injury or whatever, and that, and they're cheering him getting carted off the field.
They threw snowballs at Santa.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah. So you're right. I mean, it's, I can just imagine what it's like at field level. I can just imagine what those guys are saying in the clubhouse when they're going, holy man, you should have heard what they were calling me or telling me or whatever. I've heard a lot of things, but they brought out some new ones. I'm sure they have.
Oh, yeah.
And again, long time waiting, right? What, 2008. So been a long run since they've been back in the series and hungry, and it just is what it is. And Braden and I touched on it last week or whatever, the teams, how ironic, how unique it is that the teams both really resemble their cities. And there's no holding back, man. When those Phillies, they go off, they're excited, they're pumped. They are what we've said for years, right? They're being allowed to show their true emotion. And their true emotion goes right in line with what their fans are. So you're right. It's got to be a hostile environment.
The good thing is, too, for the Phillies, I mean, they had an ownership group that matched their management. Their ownership was willing to spend the money, obviously, when they brought in Bryce Harper. And then they went out and got Dave Dombrowski a few years later. Dombrowski comes in and does exactly what Dombrowski did with every other team he's been with.
Let's talk about that quick. We won't get through it probably in this one, but what's that? That's his fourth organization that he's taken to a World Series. Marlins in 97. Who was
Tigers.
It? The Tigers a couple of times in 2010, 2012 era and stuff like that. And then the Red Sox in 2018 won, and now Phillies.
Yep.
So you talk about a guy that hiring the right guy. I mean, everybody knows what Dombrowski is. He seems to be a little bit different this time with the Phillies or whatever and that, but I think a lot of it is because he said it point blank, didn't he, when he came in. We don't have any farm system to even trade.
No.
We don't have a farm system to even move up.
So whatever farm system they did have, I mean, they basically traded it last year in the Kyle Gibson trade. Like they traded, obviously, one of their top pitching prospects last year. I can't even think of who it was at the time. I mean, this year they're dealing Mickey Moniak and getting Brandon Marsh, and that looks like a great trade now. Obviously, Brandon Marsh has come in. He's played solid enough defense, center field. But he made the tough move. I mean, one of the tough moves that he had to make this year, you're getting rid of a veteran guy in Didi Gregorius, and you're bringing in Bryson Stott. Like, you're looking at it. Bryson Stott can't hit for a lick, but he solidifies that defense up the middle. And that's exactly what they needed. I mean, he's hitting, what, .166 this postseason or something like that? Hit, I think, .180 in the regular season. Like, dude's bat's clearly lagging. But, I mean, overall, like, the fact that Dombrowski stuck with him at shortstop over going out and getting somebody, that one kind of surprised me. But, I mean, it's a move that's paid off, and we'll talk about it more after the break.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you.
Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
So yeah, we were talking about the Phillies before the break. I mean, just jumping back in with it. Obviously, game one, you're looking at a guy who's not really known for his defense on the other end, as opposed to Bryson Stott. You got Nick Castellanos. I mean, he's perennially been ranked below average, one of the worst defensive outfielders or third baseman in the game back when he used to play third base. You're looking at a game one. Big time catch, saves game one. Like no other way to describe it. Literally saved game one. They would have won. The Astros would have had a walk off if he doesn't make that shoestring catch. And we're not saying that he's a spectacular defender. That was a spectacular play. We're just saying for him to go out there and make that play, by his own standards, that's a spectacular play.
That's a huge play, man. You're in the World Series. I know exactly what you're saying and stuff like that. But you're right. It for me, that was a massive play. Obviously, a game changer. I mean, Pena drops that in. He wins. He just picked up the MVP from the League Championship Series. You know what? Maybe he's rocking and rolling right into the MVP of the World Series, too. All of a sudden, it's taken away. Boom. Home run. Phillies. 10th. Walk off. All of a sudden, Justin Verlander keeps his winless streak alive in the World Series after being spotted 5. I mean, that's just a huge, huge, huge play. And why it was so big for me was just how calm he did it. And again, like we said, right, it's always believing in yourself. No matter what the public says about you, you've got to have an impenetrable mindset. And he just went out there and he showed it, making that play. It was just like it was, like you've been working on it all BP. Hey, you know what? I think a ball might drop in. I'm going to work on some slide catches. Goes from there. All of a sudden, he opens up against Otuve last night. Same thing. First hit, first pitch. Boom. Oh, here we go again. Is that what you're saying in the bench? Life is good. Castellanos just made that catch. Hey, let's go start lighting up the scoreboard.
Oh, yeah. And you can tell, too. Like, it's one of those situations where late in game blowout. I mean, obviously, they brought in Matt Vierling. Like, Matt Vierling is the superior defender. But in game one, I mean, that's a tie ball game. You want Castellanos bat.
Oh,
end of the day, you're paying him $100 million. And he's been a career offensive guy. Like, you signed him because he can swing a bat. There's no two ways about it. But in a defensive game, like, I fully understand bringing in Matt Vierling. But, I mean, to start out the game like he did in game three, that's just a huge mood swing right off the bat. You're like, okay, this is going to be a bleeder. Altuve's got some speed. I mean, Altuve, in terms of what he's done in postseason, is arguably one of the greatest postseason hitters of all time.
Yeah.
Like, he's second for home runs, top 10 in majority of categories. Like, and his defense is still there. It's not like he's a slouch defensively outside of that one blunder that he had in the CS where Pena flipped the ball and he just decided to look down at the ground thinking he was going to throw it over his head to first base. But I mean, like, and he's a speed threat on the bases still. Like, he's not going to steal 30 bases anymore, but he's still going to give you like probably 15 to 20 a year, I'd say, for the next 2 to 3 years at least.
You got to respect him, right?
Yeah.
That's why it's so important to keep him off, right? And you want to keep him off because you like a hit like that is all it takes to get him rolling. And you can just tell he's right on the bubble, right? He's right there. He's struggled these playoffs, but you can just tell if he just gets that one, like so many of those great hitters just need that one opportunity. And all of a sudden, it's like all of a sudden the next 9 at-bats and they're on base. And you just can't get them out. And you have to keep him off base. It's that simple. So,
well, especially when you're looking at those bats behind him.
For sure, man.
Like Kyle Tucker, Yordan Alvarez, Alex Bregman, Jeremy Pena. They've all been swinging hot bats this postseason. Like, hell, even Chaz McCormick's hitting 300 with a couple of bombs. Like, and that's a guy that, I mean, he's just basically a fill-in center fielder, I guess, if you want to call it that, for the Astros. I wouldn't say he's the center fielder of the future by any means, but I mean, he's doing his job right now.
Short term, very serviceable. There's no question about it. They got to be extremely pleased with what he's been able to bring to them for this season for sure. So I do want to jump back into that Castellanos. And it's not that it's Castellanos or whatever, and that it's basically that you know, riding with Robbie Thompson, you know, the shirts. Braden and I talked about it last week. Who are you going to ride with? You're going to ride with Rob, or are you going to go with Baker's batch? And, you know, man, you can just tell that team is calm, almost as crazy as it sounds, really truly enjoying the fact that they're in the World Series. They're just really look like they're in a great place up and down that lineup. Their pitchers, they seem to be really genuinely non-offended, non-disturbed, non-distracted. If they don't have a great outing, that guy has done a phenomenal job. And again, I know we talk about it, and how do you put value on a manager? But I do believe that those greats are valuable. And I realize he's only 5 months in, but he's been around the game for 30 plus years. He's done it all. He hasn't been a manager yet, but he's been around there all over the place. The same as Dusty or whatever. And those guys want a ball for them. And he must have great communication. The reason I'm pounding on this, listeners, is because if you are an amateur coach out there, I just don't think there's enough emphasis put on this, enough respect for really what your job is and how you can impact day-to-day lives. You probably don't even think about it sometimes in that, but within your players, you affect so much in how you communicate and the eye contact you give your players while communicating and the tone of your voice while you're communicating. These guys are doing a phenomenal job of it right now. And you're seeing their players play with it. They're really, really, for me, this series so far has just been a lot different than a lot in the past. It just seems like both teams are, hey, you know what? There is no panic button yet. Let's just see what the game brings us. Let's see what the moment brings us. And we'll see where we're at the end of the day. I know we talked about it before, Nolan and stuff like that. Lance McCullers. Obviously, he gets his rear end tore out. And lit up last night. What'd you say he had for home runs? Five innings?
Five against.
Yeah. Most, right? In a start, a World Series start.
Yeah, and it wasn't even five full innings.
Yeah, and he owned it. He took it and he owned it. I love that. You talk about respecting people, man. He looked the reporters square in the eyes and he nipped that stuff in the bud. He said, they just lit me up. They own me. And that's all there is to say about it. So there's no use dwelling. And you got to be like that, right? Some games you're going to have that game. You just know as a pitcher how tough it is to go out there and be Framber Valdez. Like we talked about when he was on his 25 consecutive quality starts. You just can't do that. And last night wasn't McCullers' night. The Phillies attacked it. They owned him. They did a phenomenal job of being ready. So when he made that mistake, they didn't hit it. They squared it up. What does tonight bring? I don't know. Gotta like Nola on the mound. But again, we saw what happened in San Diego with him. So there's no sure thing there either.
Well, even in game one.
Yeah. Like absolutely.
He got hit around for five. So I mean, it's not like he's been looking all that hot the last couple of starts. Oh. So I mean, here's the way that we look at it, okay? You go up 3-1 if you're Philly, and you got game five at home. I like your odds it doesn't go back to Houston. They were showing this yesterday. Whoever wins game three, there's a 69% chance of them winning the series. So, I mean, that's a huge swing right there. And it's one of those ones where, I mean, hell, you're looking at it like the Philly crowd, they're going to be rocking from pitch one to pitch done. And you know they're up 2-1. Like, it's going to be heckles like no one's ever heard before. You got, I mean, hell, you're looking at it yesterday. You got all the stars that came out to watch that game.
Phillies jump out to the lead tonight.
Oh, I can't see. That's the thing. I can't see Houston coming back. Like, and Houston's been there before, so it's not like I can discredit Houston.
You're saying right now, as of recording, you can't see Houston coming back? Or if they lose tonight?
If they lose tonight. if they lose tonight, I can't see them coming back.
Done in five?
I think it'll be done in five. I'll be surprised.
Philly wins tonight. Philly wins, you're making the call.
I'm saying they win game five.
Close the book on 2022 tomorrow night.
Yeah, because Justin Verlander's on the hill, and Justin Verlander can't win the playoffs.
Right guy to have on the hill, though, in Philly at least. Give yourself a chance, right?
Well, yeah.
I'm not saying he's going to win, but at least it's nice knowing you got him.
Yeah, hell, he's about as good as Clayton Kershaw in the playoffs against the Cardinals.
So what are you thinking Dusty Baker's saying to the boys? I mean, we pretty much know, but is there any golden nuggets that he's going, or is he even in his own head going, oh my God, I'm another year?
If I'm Dusty Baker, I'm not saying a word. I honestly don't say a word.
You trust your team enough. You trust the relationship, the length of your term
with
them.
Every single guy that is in that room has been there. They've all been to the dance.
They understand the situation.
They understand it. They've won a series. I mean, hell, you're looking at their infield. Everybody except for Pena has won a World Series with them. They've been to the World Series with him.
He looks at you, wouldn't know he hadn't been to a World Series.
No, and that's the thing. And he's the first rookie shortstop ever to win a gold glove. So, I mean, that's a tip of the cap to him. You're looking at him, he wins CS MVP. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm Dusty, what do you say? You don't need to say anything. You're just looking at the boys and you're like, all right, are you ready? That's it. You keep it short and sweet. There's no pep talk. There's no nothing. You just, all right.
Drowned out the noise.
Yep. There you go.
Do your best, right?
You guys were the best team in the AL for a reason.
And I think that's great. I think, you know, hopefully, and I assume you are right on, because at the end of the day, that's all you can do. Your guys have been there for so many years now. They know what it is. A couple new faces, like you said, but it doesn't look like they're fazed by it. And they still got the best pitching staff in MLB to go out there and do it. So they can right the ship in a hurry. No question. Rob Thompson, what do you do? Got 10 seconds before the break.
Keep your foot on the throttle, boys. Don't let off.
Just keep ramming it down their throat.
Keep going.
Philly style. Love it. Philly style. Okay, dirtbags. We'll be right back here after the break.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
TrackPhone wants to know, are you an influencer? A big live streamer? No? Then guess what? You don't need an endless data plan. Get just the right amount of data with TrackPhone's $40 unlimited talk and text smartphone plan. Now with 8 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited carryover on America's largest, most dependable network, now with 5G. Get the data you need at the price you want. TrackPhone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at TrackPhone.com.
At the United States Postal Service, we're here to deliver fast and reliable service to help you get holiday ready. We offer free package pickup and deliver free shipping supplies to your address. So whether you're in Garland, Texas, Rudolph, Wisconsin, or anywhere in between, we're making it easier for you to spread festive cheer this holiday season. USPS, delivering for America. For all your holiday needs, including info about free shipping supplies, free package pickup availability and restrictions, go to usps.com/holidays.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And just a couple little highlights from around the league last week. And then, of course, gold gloves were handed out yesterday, I guess it was. So talk about that. And then two amazing pitching accomplishments for this season, too, we'll touch on. But, go ahead, Nolly. What do you got?
So David Stearns, former president of baseball operations for the Milwaukee Brewers. Obviously, this year makes the controversial trade of trading Josh Hader at the trade deadline. The boys did not react to it well, and they lost their hold on the NL Central to the Cardinals, didn't end up making the playoffs altogether. He ends up stepping down. He's like, hey, like, end of the day, you know what? I got to own that trade, and I got to learn from that, but right now I got to get the heck out of Milwaukee before I get booed anymore.
Yeah, it's hard to believe how quick things can turn on you, right? You look at the things he's done. You know, as bad as the Hader one looks right now, you go ahead and you look and you sit there and you go, you'd been struggling at first base, went ahead and made that trade with the Jays and got Telez, and that one's turned out great. Look at the season Telez put up for him. So he's got, I would think, maybe a bit of a, I don't know if Telez was a cornerstone first baseman, but he's certainly gonna, I would think he's gonna be there for 2 or 3 years.
Worst case, you DH Telez.
Yeah.
It's not like his defense is plus, but he doesn't hurt you defensively. Yeah. Like, and he's dropped, what, 36 bombs or something like that this year?
Right? Like, so that one worked out great for
them. Yeah, no, David Stearns, I mean, considering how financially capped the Milwaukee Brewers have always been,
him up.
Like David Stearns 100% will be in some sort of upper management role, whether it be a general manager or president of baseball operations, within the next 3 years. There's no two ways about it. I can't see him not being in another baseball situation, at least, because he is too smart. Like, he's a great guy. I feel like he's well respected within the MLB fraternity. And I mean, hell, you look at the job that he did with Milwaukee Brewers. He took him to the playoffs 3 years in his tenure. Like, he just turned that whole organization around. That's the way that I look at it. So, I mean, hell yeah. No, I'm loving it because I'm a Cardinals fan, right? So he's out of the division. That's a damn good president of baseball ops.
For sure.
So it's one of those ones where you're like, wow, that move surprised me. But same time, you know what? Hey, if he doesn't ever come back to baseball, more power to him. He'll be set for life.
I look at it as I'm listening to you talking that and rolling places through in my head or whatever. I know they just went out and got the general manager last year, but I'm thinking, you know, holy cow, there's a guy that would fit in with the Los Angeles Angels pretty good. That's the type of guy, right? Not afraid to spend money out there or whatever, but good opportunity when you're looking at potentially selling them. New owner comes in. There's a guy I'm looking at maybe keeping a radar on if I'm a potential owner of taking over for Artie Moreno. Or even if I am Artie Moreno or whatever, and I think I pick up a phone and have a conversation with that guy. Because like you said, I mean, he's put a lot of good pieces together as well with that program. So tough. But again, I mean, when you're in upper management and management, you're hired to be fired, right? Or you're hired to mutually agree to part ways.
Yeah, a lot of air quotes like, around that
which
one.
Which seems like a lot of things that happen around the sporting world right now.
Then we got Nolan Arenado opting into his contract. I mean, that one, 5-year, 144, said that he loves St. Louis. John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations there in St. Louis, basically said to him, hey, listen, this is an offseason. We're going to spend some money. We got Albert Pujols, who we got to replace. We got Yadier Molina, who we got to replace. We were the second best attendance in all of baseball. We got money to spend. We're going to spend it. Nolan Arenado took the bait. He's like, hey, I'm here for another 5 years. Let's go out. I mean, it's a team you know year in, year out is going to compete at least for the NL Central Championship, if not for a World Series Championship. I mean, they haven't done it in 11 years now, 12 years, I guess, in the upcoming season, been to a World Series and won it. So that alone is enough reason for St. Louis to spend money. Because St. Louis is like New York. They don't accept going that long without a World Series.
And nor should they. Nor should any sport team, like we always talk about, right? I mean, if you're going to be in that business, you better be in that business to win. Not to be just a part of the family, if you want to call it that. You're there to win, and that's what the Cardinals need to be doing. So, and like you said, you and I were talking about it. You got Walker out there right now in the Arizona Fall League tearing it up. Had a fantastic minor league year. Looks like a stud up and coming for them in the outfield. So many pieces. Liberatore hasn't quite. He got a couple of tastes of coffee there this past summer with him. Hasn't quite gotten to the top level, obviously. But, you know, you look at Matz, should be back full health. Montgomery hopefully comes back and has as good a season as he did for the most part after the trade came to them. Waino's opt in. He's good to go. I did want to talk about Waino quicker or whatever. And that for anybody that maybe hadn't seen his Instagram post or post, whatever, and that when he said he was going to be back for the 2023 season, he certainly did a nice job addressing it, but he certainly was pretty firm with the writers and everybody out there that basically, you know, don't bug me. I'm here to be a professional pitcher. That's all I've ever done. That's all I ever want to do. I want to win. That's all I care about. So I don't want to go around, with all due respect, I don't want to go around to the ballparks and be bugged and inundated with ridiculous questions all the time. It was amazing how he just kind of he's already put that out there. So in other words, let me go. Let me do what I've always done. Don't worry about a retirement parade. Let's worry about a World Series parade. Love him. Love him, man. You got to be excited if you're a Cardinals fan wanting him back.
Then we got Matt Quatrero. Don't know if I'm saying that right. Hired on to be the next manager for the Kansas City Royals. So, I mean, he's obviously replacing Mike Matheny and whoever the heck their interim was last year at the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, he's been around for a while. It's a name that's popped up a few times. And
Rays bench coach.
Yeah.
Interviewed for a few places last year. I mean, most notably, he was a finalist down in Oakland for their managerial position before, obviously, they went with Kotze.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, either way, he's a guy that, yeah, tons of experience. And you're looking at Tampa Bay Rays. They've had a lot of their former assistants go on and be successful managers over the last few years. Like,
again, one of those small ball, they're professional. They know they need to develop players. It's as simple as that. If we develop players, we can be in the dance or close to the dance at the end of every season. So,
and then you got the White Sox. It appears like they're going to hire Pedro Grifol. Once again, don't know if I'm saying that correctly or not, but he's replacing, obviously, Tony La Russa, who, I mean, unfortunately had to step down when the final series of the year, just before the final series of the year, due to health concerns. Once again, he's a guy that he'd been serving as the bench, or he'd been serving as some sort of coaching role with the Kansas City Royals since 2013. Last year was the bench coach there. He's a guy that, I mean, once again, yeah, it's a new opportunity for him. More power to the Chicago White Sox for trying something bold. I would have personally gone with a manager with experience with that team. I mean, like, that's a team that's still last year, I mean, they were AL Central champs. This year, I mean, I took them to be the AL pennant winners, because that's a team on paper that you're looking at and you're like, damn, that's a good team. So, I mean, that was kind of a shocker to me, but either way, it's a good move for them.
Hey, love the White Sox too, but now let's get to the good stuff, Noli. Let's get to the good stuff. Gold gloves handed out yesterday.
Nolan Arenado.
Not as many of your Cardinals got through or whatever in that, but let's
Nolan
go
Arenado.
Through them. Let's go through them.
Nolan Arenado, Ty and Ichiro Suzuki. Most to start out an MLB career with 10. 14 first-time gold glove winners. So you got Trevino for catcher for the New York Yankees. Then you got JT Realmuto on the NL side. First base, you got Christian Walker, who, I mean, was arguably one of the best defensive players, regardless of position this year, for the NL. And then on the opposite end of the spectrum, you got Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who somehow won it despite having only three defensive runs saved. That goes to show you that the AL had absolutely zero first baseman that could play defense this year, or they were all 40-year-old men trying to play first base. Like, no other way to really say that. Second base, you got Brendan Rodgers. For the National League, he's obviously Colorado Rockies, former shortstop turned second baseman. And then American League, you got Andrés Giménez of the Cleveland Guardians. I mean, the guy had a fantastic year. I mean, he's really looking like that centerpiece in the Francisco Lindor trade. And this year, I mean, arguably had a better all-around year than Francisco Lindor. So jumping over to shortstops, you got, like I said earlier in the show, Jeremy Peña, first ever rookie to win a Gold Glove as a shortstop of the Houston Astros. In National League, you got Dansby Swanson, who led all shortstops this year with 20 outs above average. I mean, that's going to be a huge boost to his free agent market.
Well, he just had a great year.
Yeah.
Just that simple, both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, no, that was crazy. So then, like I said, third base, you got Nolan Arenado winning his 10th straight, tied for second all-time for third baseman with Mike Schmidt. Trails only Brooks Robinson, who had 16.
Yes,
like, he did. That's incredible to think about. And then American League, you got Ramon Urias of the Baltimore Orioles, his first. I mean, he didn't have a lot of experience coming into the year with only 10 career games. But either way, like, when you're going up against the likes of a Matt Chapman and Jose Ramirez and you beat them out, that goes to show you that you're a legitimate defensive third baseman.
Well, like you said, that's awesome for both those guys, Jeremy Peña and Urias. Two basically rookies on the left side of the field, man. Two key positions, right? Mm-hmm. That's exciting for baseball moving forward.
Left fielders, you got the rookie, Stephen Kwan. He's the fifth rookie outfielder in history to win a Gold Glove. Led all left fielders with 12 outs above average. National League, you got Ian Happ winning his first. Obviously, a guy that's played a little bit of everywhere throughout his career, seems to really find or really have found a spot in left field. I think that fits him a lot better than trying to play center field or second base shortstop for the Cubs, like what they first projected him to be when he came up. But I mean, left field just seems to be a natural fit for him. So more power to those guys. Center field, you got Trent Grisham winning his second. Led all center fielders with 17 outs above average. Won the Gold Glove there, what, 3 years ago, I guess it was, 2 years ago. AL Central, you got Miles Straw, another Cleveland Guardian. So, I mean, he was one of the guys top five in outs above average, outfield assists, and defensive runs saved. Right field, you got Kyle Tucker winning his first for the Astros. That's a guy that, I mean, yeah, all around fantastic player.
He's just going to get better.
And, of course, National League, you're looking at it. Who else? Mookie Betts.
There you go.
That's a guy that, I mean, hits his sixth. He'll win. He'll be over 10 by the time his career's over with.
Absolutely.
That's a guy that's just a flat-out stud. And, I mean, both right fielders, you're looking at it both ways. They're fantastic players. Then pitchers, you got Max Fried winning his third. It's his third straight Gold Glove. AL, you got Shane Bieber winning his first. He's the first pitcher in Cleveland history to win the Gold Glove. And finally, the newest position, the utility. You got DJ LeMahieu, who, I mean, obviously older guy, but fourth Gold Glove. He's played a bunch. And you got rookie Brendan Donovan winning his first. A guy that came in, really filled the role for the Cardinals, played great as a rookie. Hell of a year.
30 seconds left. Gausman, Nola. What were they able to join? What were they able to do this season?
So they became the third and fourth pitchers in MLB history to have 200-plus strikeouts and fewer than 30 walks. Nola, 235 and 29. Gausman, 205 and 28.
Dirtbags, it's a fantastic game that you never know what's going to happen. You just never know what's going to happen in this amazing game of baseball at the pros or the minor leagues. Doesn't matter. We'll be right back.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Hey, Dirtbags, it's time for our final thoughts. So, this year was the highest viewed World Series since 2019, Game 1. Drew 11.68 million fans on Fox and Fox Deportes and other Fox Sports streaming apps, which was up 5% from last year's total of 10,934,000 and up 23% from 2020 when only 9,353,000 viewers watched the Dodgers beat the Tampa Bay Rays 8-3 in Game 1. Washington's Game 1 win over Houston in 2019 was seen by 12.283 million. So, I mean, it's still a decline compared to pre-COVID years. But either way, it sounds like baseball is starting to pick back up in terms of viewership. And, I mean, hell, what is better to us than baseball? Like, the World Series, you get the Fall Classic. The leaves are changing. The weather's starting to turn. You get the boys rocking at the right time, man. It's fun to watch.
And there you have it, Dirtbags. So thanks again for listening. And as we say, can't do it without you. We love doing it for you, no matter where you are in the world listening to this. And hey, you know what? Just continue to enjoy the game, embrace the game, whether you're playing it, you're coaching it, you're a parent. We get the privilege to be a part of it, so don't waste it. It's as simple as that. If you're watching the game tonight, we hope it's as good as the first three games, and let's continue to just get after it, no matter who you're rooting for, or if you're just rooting for good baseball, because it's been great baseball so far. You're getting a little bit of great pitching with lots of great headings. So there you have it. So before we do wrap it up, finally, we do want to give one more shout out to our great sponsor over at Rip Grip Pro, Tress and his team. That's ripgrippro.com, hitting training aid. You do want to check them out for sure. Make no mistake about it. If you want to find out more information outside of it, reach out to me, Kirk, at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. I'll get myself or Nolan to answer your questions, your concerns if you have them, and we'll go from there. Again, like I said at the top of the show as well, we do have the rope trainer back on our website, and obviously you can get your hats, apparel, all that type of stuff as well. So head over to dirtbagbaseballnation.com and get yourself hooked up with some apparel or the rope trainer for your throwing health and everything like that. Dirtbags. Unfortunately, it is that time, and it always seems to come every week, but it is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.